held its annual Winter Games this past weekend, where participants raced, curled, built fire, and more. And the Buckwheat International Ski Classic is back at Log Cabin this year for its 35th official running. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Corinne Smith. Those stories are up next. Dozens gathered for the Haines Winterfest annual Winter Games this past Saturday. Kids and adults alike competed in traditional wintertime games, including snowshoe races, frozen chicken curling, and a fire building and tea making competition.
Vested in me by the Haines Borough and the gods of Mount Olympus. I, Mercury, do formally declare these Olympic Games open. Woo! And the games begin!
Woo! On your marks, get set, go!
Teams of two race down Dalton City's Main Street, which is covered in fresh snow from the night before. One kid pulls the other, riding the sled, then they switch halfway and race back. After that, it's the curling event, using frozen chickens as curling stones.
Cannot make contact with the Swiffer and the chicken.
So it's not like hockey in a puck.
It's
bocce with brooms.
Yeah. broom bocce.
Broom bocce.
The Winter Games is also known for the chili cook-off. This year, four chefs vied for the winning medal, and all four crock pots were cleaned out by the end.
I'm Gina Randles. This is chili number two, which is one of the ones with a little bit less spice because we're trying to make it so that everyone can have some. In past years, we've had white chili, we've had green chili, we've had red chilies. It looks like we only have red chilies this year, but we've got so many great cooks in this town, and everyone's got their own unique recipe. And so putting together the chili cook-off is part of my favorite part of the Winter Games.
In the final event, teams of kids and some adults race to build a fire and heat up a paint can of water to make tea.
I'm Tom Morfitt, and this is the tea-making event. And it's a test of how fast you can build a campfire and make tea. So the point is that we don't cut any fingers off and no one gets a second or third degree burn. If we get through without either of those happening, it's a big win.
Put it in there.
No, it's firing.
It's firing.
It's firing.
It's getting a fire. Come on. We have a boil, guys. Oh, guys, it's boiling.
Yes.
And we also didn't do it with any grown-up help.
The Winter Games finished up with a medal ceremony where all participants received a medal, a tinfoil-wrapped cookie, a sweet ending to a fun day in the snow. That was the Haines Winter Games that took place Saturday, February 26, as part of the annual Haines Winterfest. To see photos of the event, check out khns.org. The international cross-country ski race known as the Buckwheat Ski Classic is typically held each year at Log Cabin in Canada's British Columbia, almost halfway in between Skagway and Whitehorse. It's been put on hold for the last 2 years due to the pandemic, but it's back this year for the 35th official running on March 12th. The race started in 1987 as a way for Skagway's former tourism director, Buckwheat Donahue, to throw an end-of-season winter party. KHNS's Mike Swayze talked with one of the race's organizers, Corey Thole, for a breakdown of what to expect from this year's event.
So this year's Buckwheat Ski Classic is going back to the old-school format at Log Cabin. Can you tell us a little bit about what to expect from this year's race?
Sure. So there'll be a semblance of years past and that we are going to have the race up at Log Cabin. We're going up to work on trails this weekend. And there has been our team of volunteers on the Canadian side that have been working on the 2K, the 5K, the Blonde, and the Borman loop. So there's some work that has already been done up there. As far as the race goes itself, registration is open. It's $25 per person, no matter age or race. It's just $25 across the board. Then with COVID mitigations, there's of course some things to look out for. If you're coming from the Skagway side of the border, you'll need to make sure that you are registered with ArriveCan. In order to cross the border, you'll also have to have a negative COVID test or proof that you have successfully overcome the disease with proof of a positive test. Vaccination is required, and that it'll be checked at Log Cabin. From 8 until 11, you can pick up your race package. So there won't be a separate bid pickup and that sort of thing the night before. And then the self-start is between 9 and 11 a.m. Alaska time. And the course closes at 2 p.m. Alaska time.
Okay. Is there going to be outdoor grilling and the ice castles and things like that set up this year?
Yeah, so that is the plan. It's going to be a bit of a scramble for us to pull it all together, but we are looking to be able to cook burgers and hot dogs and veggie burgers at the aid station. The theme for this year's race is Toga, Toga, Toga. The roots of that were kind of in the spirit of Greek characters, right? But Delta and Omicron are Greek characters. But then there's also a lot of great characters in, say, the classic movie Animal House. So it kind of leaves the door wide open for costumes and that sort of thing. There is going to be a Best Costume Award, and that prize is a free night at the Upper Lake Cabin with a one-way Temsco ride. And one thing that'll be different is that there will not be a banquet at the end of it. However, the Bruco has scheduled some music for that evening.
Outstanding. Will there be a Skagway version, as in last year's Buckwheat COVID Classic?
That was the original plan, but with the recent given weather and some challenges with enough personnel to really get that ready, we weren't going to be able to pull that off. We're just concentrating all of our efforts for the 12th.
All right, Corey Thole, Vice President of the Log Cabin Ski Society, thank you so much for taking the time to talk about the upcoming Buckwheat Ski Classic.
No problem. Toga, toga, toga. Alpha, beta, delta, omicron. Go Buckwheat.
Yeah, go Buckwheat.
That was Corey Thole from the Log Cabin Ski Society about this year's Buckwheat Ski Classic. Registration is open now, and the cost is $25 per person, regardless of age or category. Race packets can be picked up on race day, which is March 12th, between 8 a.m. and 11 a.m. at Log Cabin just north of the Fraser-BC border crossing. The races will be self-start, and they will run between 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. The course will close at 2 p.m. Alaska time. More information can be found at buckwheatskiclassic.com. As of Monday afternoon, the state is reporting 30 COVID cases in the Haynesboro over the last week. That's up 10 cases since Friday. In Skagway, the state is reporting 2 new COVID cases over the last week. There are no reported hospitalizations or recent deaths. For KHNS, I'm Corinne Smith. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read news stories on our website at khns.org. You can also subscribe to KHNS News on Spotify or anywhere you get your podcasts.